The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, can pets come back after they pass to comfort the other pets who miss them?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, get it all on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel there or through patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, not too much. You know, I'm just sitting here doing my thing and I was thinking about pets that pass and that got me in the gut. Like, and you know, I think that pets do grieve when you lose another pet.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think, you know, they have this bigger connection to the world than what we have, the universe. Like, I think animals have senses that we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of a pet coming back to visit its friend.
It makes you wonder when they look at things that are not there. Like,
and they do all the time. Yeah. You know, we've all seen our pet do a really weird thing. Like, what are they looking at?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing there. And so just the idea of that happening, I love it.
Let's go to the phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey, this is a story that probably Carol will like because she loves animals and I do too. We had two dogs, a Cocker Spaniel and a little Shih Tzu, Tyler and Annie. We had Tyler for a couple of years, but he had horrible separation anxiety, horrible, and it took a lot trying to help him get over it. And I asked the vet about it. I said it was just pitiful. He was so smart, too. He could get out of any door. He knew how to open the doors, push doors open. If you went in one door, he knew to run to the other side of the house to another door that might have access. He was just smart. He was a big Cocker Spaniel, too. The vet told us that maybe we should get another dog, but sometimes it helps to have two. So we went and got this tiny, tiny little Shih Tzu. We didn't know she was going to be so tiny. She ended up being 5 pounds. So here we had this brute of a Cocker Spaniel and this tiny little Shih Tzu. We brought her home, and Carol, she adored Tyler. I always felt like she bonded with him more than she did with us. In fact, she did gross things, like he would be on the floor just laid on his back, and she'd come and clean his teeth. And I thought that was pretty gross, but at the same time, we thought, that is wild. She slept with him. She followed him around everywhere he went, and he was her big buddy. Tyler loved her, but not the same as she loved him, and we could tell he put up with her, but she adored him. Well, in 2013, both my parents fell extremely ill at the same time. They were having all kinds of health issues. They were getting close. They were in their 90s. I had been down with my mom and dad and had to leave my dogs. I would travel 6 hours to take care of them, come home for like 2 days to get clothes or whatever, and then go back. And I had people helping while we dealt with both of them. One was in the hospital and one was at home with full care. I came home after my mom's funeral just to get a change of clothes. And I was so glad to be home with my dogs because I missed them terribly. And Tyler, who, like I said, could open any door, I went out in the backyard and sat down, and he came busting through the screen door and came out and sat out there with me. And I was talking to my dad to see how he was doing and telling him I was coming back the very next day, just getting clothes and still getting over the death of my mother. And so here's Tyler. I'm throwing him toys. Now, I have to tell you that we had a mailman that would come every day, so usually before 4 o'clock. And Tyler loved this mailman because the mailman always gave him treats. So he would find a way to get out the door to always meet the mailman. Well, if he didn't meet the mailman and the mailman had gotten past us and gone on down even a several streets, Tyler would get out the door and run all over the neighborhood looking for the mailman truck to get a treat. So it became a problem. We had to lock the door so he couldn't get out because he knew how to turn knobs and hit the knobs and push through. So I was sitting out there with him and totally had forgotten about the mailman, but it was after 4 o'clock. And all of a sudden, Tyler disappeared. I didn't think anything of it because we were in the backyard. I was talking to my dad. And I said, Dad, you know, goodbye. Hung up. And then I saw the mailman coming up our driveway. And he was holding our dog, Tyler. And so I ran toward him, and he told me that Tyler had run straight out in front of him, and he didn't see him, and he hit him full force, and it killed him instantly. And the mailman was crying. I was crying. It was awful. But because the mailman loved Tyler, he said that dog is the smartest dog. And he loved treats and he loved our mailman. So, long story short, we took Tyler and buried him out at some property that we have and came home. And poor little Andy, I didn't even think about it. I had left her at home with my daughter. And I should have taken her with me, but we were so distraught and in shock, and I just lost my mother, and now we're losing my dog. And so we came home, and I did give her some of Tyler's things, and she kept looking for him. And I thought, this poor little dog doesn't know what happened. I mean, it was so sudden. So, Carol, I've taken videos, because one thing that Annie would always do is Tyler would eat his food, and Andy would eat her food. but she always left a little bit of her food for Tyler. She'd walk away and he'd finish it. And it was like her way of saying, I'm sharing with you. Well, at night, it got to be every night that I was home, Andy would sit in the den and look toward the kitchen, and we would have fed her, but she would leave a little bit of her food, and she would just look toward the kitchen. And I took videos of her, I mean, completely still and watching. And I would say, Andy, are you looking for Tyler? And she'd look up at me, and then she'd look back at the kitchen. I said, are you looking for Tyler? She'd look at the kitchen. And I believe in my heart that Tyler was there and that she could see him and that he was kind of showing her that he was all right and that he was still around. We just couldn't see him. But it really, I do think there are ghosts that come in the form of our little pups. And anyway, that's my story. I think little dogs definitely mourn each other. I know that for a fact. We've watched it with little Annie, and now they're both gone. And we have two other dogs, but those two dogs have a special place in my heart. That's my story. And Carol, I hope your dog's doing great. And you too, Tony. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. What's your thoughts on all that?
Okay, that was one of the saddest stories ever. Because, like, that was really sad. Like, she lost her mother and then so unexpectedly lost her dog. I can't imagine that kind of grief, like, altogether. But I truly do believe that animals have this different sense. And, like, I've had dogs when I've lost one dog, the other one really grieved. I have had other dogs when I lost one of the dogs. They kind of just went on, like, they got it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, know that she's gone, but... Because Buddy was like that when I lost my dog, Lily. Buddy was just kind of like, okay. But when I had Lily, lost my other dog, Lily was depressed.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's just this way, and like we were talking earlier, we've all seen the dog or cat just staring off at something, like they're studying it or they're watching it. Mm-hmm. They can see things we can't.
Well, I think it's also interesting to note, because I think we as people sometimes have this idea, like, all animals are friends. I bet there's plenty of animals who are happy when one of them dies, where it's like, that fucker's been stealing my food for right? The last 10 years. I'm happy they're dead. I've tried to kill them. I've tried to push them down the stairs. I've tried to poop in their food. I've tried to do everything, and the fucker wouldn't die. And now they're finally got hit by a bus. I'm not sad. I bet you there's animals that are like that.
It's just, you just don't know. Cause I thought Buddy would be really depressed when my Lily died, cause they were really close. Mm-hmm. And he was just like nothing.
Hmm.
Just like it was another day. So I just think it depends on the animal too.
Yeah. It's everybody grieves differently. And I'd imagine maybe that's the same for animals as well.
Yeah. Bud was probably like, yeah, more longer walks for me.
Yeah. Just, you know,
you're slowing us down.
Trying to find the positive in the situation.
But I can't imagine what she went through.
No, that
she's right. Like, those stories get me in the heart.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that one. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Get access to our bonus episodes and advanced episodes on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.